Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host Brian Thompson is not here today, but we'll say hello to him. And our guest today is Leslie Absher with the Boys and Girls Club. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we were talking before about the Boys and Girls Club in general, and people just don't know the depth of which the Boys and Girls Club touches so many, not just kids, families.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You have a lot of family activities and things like that. And you have an upcoming event on, what's the date?
August 25th.
August 25th. It's right there in big letters. And it is called your Man Up event.
Yes.
Talk about that. This is only a few years old.
It is. Yeah, this is its fifth year. It's Thursday, August 25th, and it's called Man Up to Make a Difference. It's to support our programs for young men, hence the name. Mm-hmm. It supports our Passport to Manhood program, which is for junior high and younger high school boys. And they get mentored by a male role model who comes in and does classes with them and talks about respect, talks about how to treat women, talks about good work ethic, talks about telling the truth, talks about respecting law enforcement, just lots of things that young men need to hear and understand. Conflict resolution, you know, don't.
Absolutely.
It's lots of things, right? And especially for boys that grow up in single parent homes where their mother is the one who's raising them, we find lots and lots of ways that mothers reach out to us and say, this is so valuable for my child to be mm-hmm. able to have a male role model in his life that's not his father, because some of them have their fathers around, just not very often, and some of the fathers aren't around at all. And so it's nice to be able to have that for young men at the club. And so this is what this program supports. And it's a really neat event, actually. It's my favorite event that we do. And it's got an opportunity to hear a guest speaker every year. So every mm-hmm. year, it's kind of an exciting guest speaker. And this year, it's going to be a little different than it's been in the past. But we've got Coach Tom Crean, who, of course, is the IU men's basketball coach, mm-hmm. and he is going to moderate a panel. So Coach is going to say some words as well. He's going to share some of his experiences, but he is bringing on special guests that are going to talk about what mentoring meant to them in their life mm-hmm. and why they've gotten involved in mentoring as well. And slowly but surely, we're kind of teasing this out. Next week, we're going to announce the first panelist. The week after, we will try to announce the next one. So Crean is our big draw right now. Crean will be there. He will be kind of hosting the event and putting this on for us in a way. And then we hope to have some very exciting panelists to announce in the coming weeks.
That's fun. Well, and I think one of the things that I've heard Jeff talk about on multiple occasions is that there is some huge percentage of the kids that go to the clubs that they don't have a father in the picture.
Absolutely, yeah. So about 56% of all of our families are single-parent families, and about 93% of those are female-led households. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's overall at all three clubs. At the Crestmont right. Club, it's actually closer to 80% are single-parent households, and it's closer to 100% that are female-led households. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of kids. We cater to all kids, honestly. We have a lot of two parents are working. So mm-hmm. both parents are working and they need somewhere good for their kids to go after school. And honestly, they can't afford to go elsewhere, but we're the best place in town. So they pick us. And so that's an opportunity for a lot of parents. But we do have a lot of parents that are single parent families. And what do? Right? They don't have somebody else to watch their kid. They don't mm-hmm. maybe have family in town, or they do, but that family is also working. You know, they're mm-hmm. not retired. They don't have the ability to stay home with kids. So we're a great resource to single parent families for sure at the Boys and Girls Club. And this is one of the ways we do that.
Well, and let's talk about the event itself. In the past, it's been, I assume it's at the Lincoln Street Club again.
It will be at the Lincoln Street Club, yep.
Because in the past, I know one year it was at the Convention Center, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the first year. And then yep. every year since then, you guys kind of brought it back home
sure.
to yeah. where it belongs so yep. that people can also experience the Lincoln Street Club or
absolutely.
A club in general and see where these kids go and hang out and feel that. But is it open to just men? I think that's one of the questions
question.
I get is that, oh, but I thought it was just for men.
Yes. And it actually started that way. Mm-hmm. So the first year, it wasn't necessarily excluding women, but the point was mm-hmm. to get men engaged in supporting a program that is mm-hmm. about male mentoring of right. young men. And so it was targeted towards getting men to show up and step up to man up, right? That was right. part of the title, yeah. man up and show up and donate to this program. And so it was geared towards men at the beginning, but we found that they wanted to bring their wives, they wanted to bring their kids, they wanted to bring other people, they wanted to buy a company table and get everyone who worked for them to come. And mm-hmm. so we heard feedback from people that, you know, we know you're targeting men, but we'd love to have, you know, anybody and everybody come. And of course, so everyone is welcome to come. It is open to kids. Now it's talking. Mm-hmm. So the panel will be interesting, I think, and I'm sure a lot of people will think the panel is interesting. But for children, you know, as long as you've got kids that will keep their attention, mm-hmm. then I think it's appropriate. Every year we have people bring their children. Mm-hmm. Most of the time they're bringing junior high, high school, college age boys that they right. have to the event. But we've had people bring younger kids as well. We've had people bring their daughters as well. So everybody is welcome. It's totally open to the public. We'd love to pack the house. And actually, we'd love to have the problem where we sell out so quickly that we do have to move it to the convention center. But tickets are on sale now, and you can get them on our website, bgcbloomington.org. We also have a Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and look for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington, you will find our page. It's facebook.com/BGCBtown if you want to look at the specific link. And there'll be an event on there for Man Up, and you'll find all the information that you need to buy tickets.
Perfect. Well, and you kind of teased to the, you know, we talked about just men. Now mm-hmm. there's going to be a new event, I've heard.
There is,
that
yes.
is for women. Now,
yes,
do you have a
is.
Date for that?
We do. Or? So December 1st, it's a Thursday as well. We love doing Thursday events because it gets people right after work. They come to the event and they go home and they have their weekends free, right? So Thursday, we're going to do an event called Smart Girls, Strong Women. This is December 1st. And like you said, it's the first year. So we'll see how mm-hmm. this goes. And we're actually doing a panel at that event as well, which kind of sparked our idea for Man Up. So both events this year will be panels. And it is going to promote our Smart Girls program. So Smart Girls is a national program that Boys and Girls Clubs of America has built curriculum for and is implemented in clubs across the country. And we have, again, modified it for our club specifically, but we run Smart Girls curriculum, and it does the same kinds of conversational things for junior high and younger high school girls like the Man Up does. It's run by women. It talks about, you know, women's empowerment. It talks about teaches girls about gossip and how mm-hmm. not to do those kinds of things, and comparison and healthy body mm-hmm. image and dating, safety for dating, and just lots of things that young girls need to talk about that they may not feel comfortable talking to their mother about. They may not have a space at school to talk to a teacher about. This gives them a dedicated, safe space to have a woman role model in their life and a woman mentor in their life to be able to come in and talk to them about those things and have those conversations. So the women's event will support that programming.
That's awesome. I'm yeah. so glad to hear. I was so glad to hear that you guys were going to start doing that, because I think the boys need it definitely, because they are so run by women and head of households.
Yep.
However, the girls need it too, just because single parents are single parents.
Absolutely.
And they're just stretched, and sometimes it's really hard to have those hard conversations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you don't want to bother anybody, so to speak. So
certainly. Yeah.
That's great. Well, we only have about a minute left, but I want to make sure that we talk about, again, the website and
sure.
how people can get tickets. Or if they just want to donate in general, maybe sponsor a child for a year.
Certainly.
That would help as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention our sponsors for Man Up. So Meineke is one of our sponsors. They've been a sponsor since the beginning. German American, Bill C. Brown, and mm-hmm. Ruoff Home Mortgage actually is a new sponsor this year. And they're all our gold level sponsors. But you can also sponsor a table. So we have lots of people that have sponsored $1,000 tables. Mm-hmm. And those are second and third row tables. And so you can buy those for $1,000. It's a sponsored table, and you get a table of eight. And then you can do a $500 sponsorship, which gives you all the sponsor benefits and gives you two seats at a table, which I know HFI has done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just purchase a table if you're not interested in sponsoring. Tables are for sale for $525, and that'll give you eight seats. It gives you one seat free, because if you buy individual seats, they're $75 a piece. So if you've got eight friends and you can get everybody together, or four couples together, it's worth going in on that table together. It'll save you a little money. And the tickets are on sale. You can get them at any of the clubs. If you just call the club, our number is 812-332-5311. You can also go to our website, BGC, as in Boys and Girls Club, bgcbloomington.org. Or you can go to our Facebook page and you can buy tickets on our Facebook page. Just search for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington.
Well, thank you for being here, Leslie.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If you've missed any part of the program today, you can listen to it on the WGCL website, or you can go to the FC Tucker Facebook page.